So, I have a question. Who here has a birthday? Who here doesn't have a birthday? You guys don't have birthdays? You don't have a birthday? How can you not have a birthday? Let me ask the question again. Who has a birthday? There you go. Great. All right. So what are we celebrating today?
Christmas.
And whose birthday is Christmas?
Jesus.
Jesus is right. So Jesus was born just like you guys, huh? Right? Okay. So here.
And we have our birth.
Yes. You've been reading the script.
No.
So who here is five? You're five and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You're a troublemaker in school, aren't you?
No.
You're just
five.
Okay. Who here is seven? Or older?
Oh, or older?
Or older. Okay. So here's the deal. Here's the deal. No matter how old you are right now, Jesus was your age at one point in time. Jesus was a baby. Jesus was two. He was three. He was four. He was five. He was six. He missed seven because that's a tough year. But then he was eight. And then nine. And then 10, 11, and 12. Yes. Absolutely. Are you kidding? They have to start making the cupcakes for next year today. So here's the deal. Here's the deal. So Jesus was just like you because he was three and four and five and six. He did seven. He didn't skip it. Eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. Okay? So it's really important for us to remember when we're that age that Jesus was that age too. And what do we want to do when we're growing up? Don't we want to be just like Jesus? Yeah, don't we?
I don't want to get killed on a
cross. Well, no, you don't want to get killed on a cross. That's a good point. And we'll talk about that later. But that's why I'm not talking about when he's 33. I'm talking about when he's 12. You have a garland on your front door. They're not using balloons in heaven?
No.
Why not? Okay. All right. So, here's the deal. All right? So, starting tomorrow, what I want you to think about is... Yes. These guys are stepping on my lines. I want you to think about Jesus. And what was Jesus like when he was my age? Okay? Because if you think about that, he was small. He was tall for his age. Yes? 12? He was 12. Actually, is there anybody here that's 12 here? Okay. I won't... You're 12 over there. Don't pay attention to this part. Because when Jesus was 12, he ran away from home. He was hanging out in the temple. They talk about that in the gospel. He was talking to the teachers. Because you have new shoes. Those are very pretty. Can I borrow them?
No.
Did Jesus have new shoes? Probably not. Dirty sandals. Okay, so starting tomorrow, what are we going to do?
Thinking
about Jesus when he was your age. And what do you think is going to happen if you do that? You're going to get better. Yeah. Isn't that the plan?
When on my birthday, I love cupcakes and I'm going to have a cake.
You're going to have cake and cupcakes?
Uh-huh.
Can I come?
No.
So, Okay. Now,
are you using the microphone?
Yeah, I'm using the microphone here. I'm going to use this one later. Yeah. Jesus didn't call Christmas Christmas. We call it Christmas. Jesus cried a lot when he was born because he was hungry. Guys, so can I talk to your parents for a minute? Okay, just sit quietly. Think about Jesus. Think about Christmas. Think about cupcakes in heaven, which will just make me crazy. The importance of Christmas is just that, that a child was born attended by miracles and signs and wonders that people have been expecting for years, for generations, for centuries. And it was an awesome event. Angels sang and celebrated. They announced to the world that the Savior was born, and they told the shepherds, go and see for yourselves. And the shepherds saw, and they were in awe. And as important as this date is, it doesn't mean anything without the rest of the story. Because the rest of the story is that this baby grew up to be 9 and 10 and 11 and 12. And when he was 12, he was in the temple telling the wise men there, pay attention. The time is coming. It's near. And when it happens, you need to be awake and ready. So he grew in wisdom and understanding. We don't know what happened to him between the time he was 12 and 30. That's 18 years. Can you imagine the conversations that Mary and Joseph had over coffee when Jesus was in bed? Mary said to Joseph, what are we going to do with this kid? Shh, I'm talking to your parents. Think about cupcakes. What are we going to do with this child? He's growing in wisdom. He's growing in understanding. And then he decides to get baptized. He goes, sees his cousin. And his cousin says, yo, you should be doing this, not me. And Jesus says, no, this is how it has to unfold. And then he goes out into the desert and he thinks about it for 40 days and 40 nights. I'm talking to your parents. If I don't talk to them, they'll fall asleep. You don't want to fall asleep, do you? No. Seven shots of coffee? I don't even want to see you on seven shots of coffee. And then he came and he picked people to be with him. And then he went to the wedding feast at Cana. The last thing that Mary says in Scripture, the last thing Mary says, do what he tells you. Do what he tells you. And then she just kind of wanders off and watches. And then Jesus begins his ministry. He heals the sick, he feeds the hungry, he raises the dead. He talks to people about a new covenant that they've been waiting for generations. I am he. He goes into the synagogue and he says, this is the scripture. I declare a year of mercy, peace, freedom for captives. That scripture is fulfilled today in your hearing. I am he. And life unfolds. And the disciples understand sometimes. You have to love Peter. Yes, Lord, you are the Messiah, the one we want. Well, Peter, that means I have to go to Jerusalem and die. No, you can't do that, Jesus. Oh, Peter. How often are we Peter? Yes, Lord, I'll follow you anywhere, except there. I don't want to go there. And then we follow him to the upper room in the Last Supper. Tonight, the words of consecration, the same Jesus Christ that was born, that we're talking about, the same Jesus Christ, guys, the same Jesus Christ that we're talking about his birthday, today, tonight, he's going to be up on the altar. It's the same one. because he promised that that's what it would be. And after he gave us that gift, he went into the garden and he had a conversation with Dad, and he said, "You know, Dad, if there's a plan B, this would be a great place to kick it into gear." Who's doing that? I'm not done yet, so you'll have to just keep listening. And then he says, "Not my will, but yours." And because he loved the Father so much, he died for us. And that's the piece that ties us to the miracle today. He was born to miracles and to signs and to wonders. He did that so that 33 years later he could die to signs and wonders. When he died, the temple was torn in two. The temple curtain was torn in two. Those who had fallen asleep were risen and were seen. And they buried him. And 3 days later, with more glory than 1,000 suns, he rose, because the Father loved him so much that he wanted him to live and to be an example for us. So it's all tied together as a package. The Jesus that is born today, that we're celebrating his birthday, the one who was 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 33, it's the same one that on Easter we will celebrate. That's why we're here, because we know the rest of the story. We know what? What? He wasn't 40, he was only 33. Like me. Don't I look 33?
No.
It's not too late to talk to Santa about coal in your stockings. Just so you know. So here it is. I don't know what you guys are doing out there. Quit it. Yes, he can be 11. Are you 11? You'll be 11 someday. Yeah. So here's why we're here. You have to listen very carefully.
"And there were, in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring unto you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And there were, in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring unto you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord."
Children are our hope. These children are our hope.
Yeah.
So you guys go back to your parents and tell them that for the rest of the year, you're going to think about Jesus every day. Let the church say, Amen.